Once upon a time, it was Martin Block's make-believe ballroom, considered by many to be one of the first major disc jockey programs where a man would play records and talk to the audience. This room has all those spirits, those ghosts, those feelings in it. There's no way to escape that or to erase that. There's the air in here. It's all floating around somewhere.
Yeah, and you know, we can talk about the people who were here, and just about anybody that anyone out there likes, they've all come in here. And actually, the best description for this room and this door, by the way, Dennis, this door will be moved with us.
Oh, good.
Because it has every sticker that every group ever put out. I mean, it's just a door that we couldn't possibly leave here. I think the best description for this room is it's dirty. It's funky. It's low down. It's a beat up, run down den. Something you would put in your basement, definitely, because you wouldn't want it in your house.
I always thought it was a basement rec room. I thought that right. was the closest thing to what this place was.
So we'll drop this old dirty den and find a new one. How about that?
See you tomorrow, Scott.
Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
WNEW-FM, Billy Joel and Moving Out. And just before it, Scott and I talking our last night when WNEW-FM's building was located over at 565 Fifth Avenue, our last night over there back in the springtime of 1979 here at WNEW-FM. 25 before 5, Dennis Elsis along with Pete Fornatale. And what's Scott? Professor, I don't know what
Fats.
Fats.
That's Fats is here. We don't have time to tell that story.
And I have my hoogie doogie with me.
Celebrating 20 years, it is today, 20 years ago today, that Scott did his very first show here at WNEW-FM. Now, I know for the occasion, Scott, earlier Dave Herman was here. Jonathan Schwartz was here. What was her name? Francine was here?
Francine was here.
Yeah. I hope you heard Francine. Francine's act was a bit visual, and it entailed...
She took my clothes off.
That's what she did. Anyway, aside
and
from that,
hers.
I know that Metropolitan... Yes, that was...
A lot more interesting than mine.
Metropolitan Broadcasting went to great expense today to make sure that... I think they hired a whole bevy of jingle singers for you. They wanted to give you some sort of special introduction for Shadow Traffic. Are we ready for that? I don't know if you've heard this. This is something brand new. Carl Brazell has this made for you.
Traffic, 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 traffic. Cool it, Daddy Bird. Stay with Scottson.
That would be Valerie's cue now.
All right, thanks. Good afternoon, everyone. Up in Connecticut, we're having some problems on the northbound turnpike. Traffic is jammed for 3 miles approaching exit 4 to Cos Cobb. If you're trying to get out of the city, 20 minutes at the Holland, 10 minutes at the Lincoln, minor waits over the George Washington Bridge, and mass transits running on or close to schedule. I'm Valerie Seagrave, Shadow Traffic on WNEW-FM.
Traffic, 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 traffic. Daddy Bird. Stay with Scottsdale.
Ho, ho, ho. Okay, sleigh number two. Back it up right in here. You'll be delivering the Zenith two-head VCRs. Sleigh number four, you'll be carrying the four-head Zenith recorders. Sleigh number six, you've got the six-head models. Ho, ho. Okay, load them up. We got millions of people waiting for Zenith VCRs for the holidays. Donner, we've got you down for Zenith's hi-fi stereo video recorders. Rudolph, we're going to load you up with Zenith's new vertical standing VCRs, which are designed to save space. You ought to be able to carry twice as many. Ho, ho, ho. Dancer, you load up the stereo VCRs with the MTS decoders. Prancer?
This holiday season, Zenith is offering the widest selection of VCRs you'll find this side of the North Pole. All models feature HQ circuitry for crystal clear pictures, and many feature hi-fi stereo and MTS decoding for clear, rich sound. Zenith, where the quality goes in before the name goes on.
Ho, ho, ho. All right, Vixen, you're next. Load them up.
Right now, just in time for Christmas, most retail stores are selling merchandise at full price. Well, listen to this. Now, through Christmas, at all five Mount Everest ski shops, you can save 50%. That's right. You could buy a pair of skis on sale and get a pair of bindings at half price. Or select a parka from 26 different brands of clothing and get a pair of stretch pants at 50% off. Buy your friend a sweater from Mount Everest's $10 million inventory and get your sweater at half price. Bring in a friend, buy your gifts together, and get 50% off the second item. Don't wait until after Christmas. Save 50% right now at all five Mount Everest ski shops. That's right, during Mount Everest store-wide Christmas sale, you can save 50% on this season's hottest new merchandise. Mount Everest ski shops in Westwood, Wayne, Nanuet, Mahwah, and Toms River.
Save 50% right now at all five Mount Everest ski shops. Call 201-696-5000. That's 201-696-5000. Mount Everest Ski Shops.
Saving money always makes me smile, so when I call New York,
10-N-J-B, 10-N-J-B,
it's 10-N-J-B, I dial
New Jersey Bell, 10-N-J-B, 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 New Jersey Bell.
1-0-N-J-B, then 1 plus the number. Don't you see? On the New York link, don't blow the rent. Doll Fibro, save
10%. N-J-B, 10-N-J-B, 10-N-J-B, yeah.
Dial it first, save 10% on every call from most of North Jersey, and that's not all. It rates 10% less than AT&T. You get New Jersey Bell.
They've got normally bringing you Scott Muni's Things from England, which more than one person today has acknowledged, really, Things from England has been going on for just about 20 years in one shape or form or another.
No, more.
More than that.
See,
right?
I started Things from England when I was at WOR-FM.
Right.
So that's 20 years plus, add about two on. And that's been a lot of fun, too.
I keep stepping on your hands and your toes and your fingers, but we don't have that much time left, Scott. It's 18 minutes before 5. You don't mind, do you?
Not at all. I told you you're supposed to take over. I'm just enjoying this.
Certainly, we have had more guests up here through the years, be it at 565 Fifth Avenue or 230 Park Avenue or here at 655 Third Avenue. It's still 1027. Doesn't matter where we're coming from. And we just a few moments ago, we're listening to a tape the very last night when we were over at another building. And in another highlight from that tape, you were recalling some of the folks. Well, Jimmy, could you punch that button for us?
This is Dennis Elsis, WNEW-FM. Scott Muni has dropped by as we kind of have a last drink at 565 Fifth Avenue before we move over to our new address at 655 Third.
You know, Dennis, you were playing some music, and like John Lennon, just thinking of this little room here, how many people have come into this room and talked to us, and we've had some wonderful interviews. People have brought new albums in. Elton John almost made us lose our license at one time. Use it and lose it on the same day. And of course, when Elton John comes to the studio, it is colorful. It's for sure. You don't know what's going to happen. My favorite story is one day I was sitting exactly where you are, and if you look out toward the window there, not a window looking outside, but looking into the next studio, there's a machine out there. And one day I looked and I saw someone, and I said, uh-oh, there's something going to happen now because someone's going to pull my leg. And I saw this fellow with a streak of green hair, a streak of pink hair, and a streak of blonde hair, all going up in layers and degrees with his back toward me looking at the auto logger. And I had no idea who it was until he turned around. It was Elton John, who had gotten into a thing about, he was worried about losing his hair and had decided to do a triple color, which is not what you normally see during the everyday workaday. And it didn't break me up, but that's what he was trying to do. Now, no one had told me Elton John was going to come here. No one told me he was in the city or anything. He just showed up at this station because he likes to come up. He loves our wall of records, and he steals a lot of records when he comes up and takes them with him because he's a record junkie. But I looked and I said, uh-oh, someone's going to do something to me now, so I'll be ready for it. And then when he turned around, I saw who it was, and it was Elton John. Green, pink, and blonde hair.
Yeah, this is Elton John on my favorite American station, WNEW FM, New York, who have always been so supportive to British music and to everything coming out of England that one has to say, on my behalf, a big thank you, because I can't think of a radio station in anywhere in America that's done so much for my career or for any other emerging English artist. And it's stuck by its principles. And there are not many radios or not many people in life that stick by their principles. So stick with WNEW, my favorite radio station, and you'll be okay. Thanks very much, New York. God bless you all.
God bless you, Elton John. I know that is one of your favorites, Scottsdale.
Yes, Elton John, the very, very first person, I believe, to approach the world from the standpoint of what we now refer to as a new waver or a punker. He and David Bowie were definitely, clothing-wise, hair-wise, style-wise, the first ever to emerge, what later people referred to as the punk generation or the new wave generation. They were way ahead of everyone, and they still are, you know. These are people with brilliant minds and brilliant sense of humor and wonderful people to know.
Do you have a strange little... That couldn't be... Does that music refer to anything that you may remember, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Trouble.
Elton decided to do the Pink Pussycat commercial. Is this the okay version?
EJ the DJ is here with us. Benny and the Jets and all that. Elton John is our guest at WNEW-FM in New York. Now, as long as you're going to be DJ, remember, you have to do some work, too. Okay, Elton, is that all right?
Yeah.
Now, wait, we have a music bed behind the commercial that you now have to do. I'll hit the music bed, and it's a little ding-da-ding-da-ding-da-ding sort of thing like that. Let me let you hear it first. Okay, now, go ahead.
Okay, hi. If you want to ring your boyfriend or eat the Pink Pussycat Boutique, New York's number one exotic novelty shop, now has New York's largest selection of fantasy items for men and women. Blow-up men with asses every size, women with authentic asses. The Pink Pussycat has expanded every department in his Greenwich Village mini department store. Expanded leathers. Oh, expanded lace. Ah, expanded. Well, that's the word I like to hear. Well, we just can't mention the rest on the air. Go see for yourself at the Pink Pussycat Boutique. If you're the world's biggest f*** or the world's biggest, you know, located at 161 West 4th Street in the Village. While you're at it, call for their free mail order catalog and at your own free will. Number is 243-0077. That's 243-0077. I'm off now. Bye.
Hey, New York.
Well, we're still standing, he's still standing, and Scott Muni celebrates 20 years at the place where rock lives, WNEW-FM.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did?
like a true survivor, feeling like